This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Newell's away, so Dave will play. Glad to be with you here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. Newell getting some time off, and we have some exciting baseball happening in Baton Rouge this weekend as the LSU Tigers look to take that road back to Omaha, and there's so much excitement surrounding this baseball team. To help us live it, feel it, breathe it, drink it up, Chris Blair, the voice of your LSU Tigers. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I am fantastic. Man, I know today is hot and humid, but it's going to be great weather for baseball the next couple of days if we can just get through today and avoid any storms today. How's it looking there right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's as you said, kind of warm and muggy. Got plenty of clouds sitting down here in the dugout. And there's a little gray in the distance, but hopefully we get this thing started at 2 o'clock and LSU takes care of business and maybe we can get game one in without any holdups.
Yeah, I hate that lightning thing. Yeah, one lightning strike, 45 minutes. So let's hope because of those passing showers and storms, we don't get that. Right now, though, it's looking good. Everyone's talking about starting at 2 o'clock.
Absolutely. Right now, that's the latest we got. Just walked into the clubhouse just to check, and they are still on schedule. So that's my indication that right now we're still set for first pitch just after 2 p.m.
What's the attitude in the clubhouse? What's the attitude amongst the LSU players and fans, and what are you feeling and thinking? This regional, by all accounts, is a very good opportunity for LSU to advance to host a super regional and hopefully get back to Omaha.
You know, I think the season, you know, 56 regular season games, I think you're always going to have, you know, peaks and valleys. And I've said all season long, you know, 10 years now with LSU baseball, I kind of look and see how many peaks and how many valleys. And that kind of gives me an idea of what type of team you're going to have going into the postseason because it's grueling. It's not easy to get to Omaha. It's certainly not easy to hoist that national championship trophy after nearly 2 weeks in Omaha. So you're kind of looking for the consistency. And for me, you know, winning over 40 games is kind of the first place you start at. And then secondly, you look at the highs and the lows. And I think LSU over the course of the regular season, way more many highs, obviously, than lows. But I think for this weekend, based on this draw, based on this pairing, you know, I think the biggest concern is offense. Not as much pitching as maybe we had a month ago or maybe even deeper back into the regular season. I think they have found the guys who they can piece together out of the bullpen to complement what has been the best 1-2 punch in college baseball in Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson. So I think they've gotten their way where they want to be in a pitching standpoint. I think offensively, coming off the performance in Hoover, just a little lacking.
Well, yeah, lack of performance. What, 15 innings without a run?
Yeah, and so I think that's kind of the concern. Now, if you ask me what the atmosphere and feeling is from the team, this is what they were built for. I expect this to be a very good performance all weekend long in all phases of the game because this is – I mean, I hate to say it. Jay says it all the time, Coach Johnson, that it's a 56-game playoff. But once you actually get to the playoffs, the fact that this LSU team, Dave, has a number of guys that were on that 2023 team, they understand what it takes and the ups and downs that they're going to face. I think there's a different attitude now. Not that they didn't go to Hoover to win baseball games. These guys are alpha competitors. They're going to try to win every game they play. But I think there's a different mood, a different tone starting today, and I expect to see it in this first matchup against the Trojans of Little Rock.
A favorable draw, no doubt, that they have the opportunity to get off to a great start here. So much debate and discussion about who should be pitching in this game. Do we still not know who's going to be the starting pitcher?
Right. As of right now, it has not been announced. That's one of the reasons I came down to the clubhouse. But so, it's still kind of up for grabs. The lineup has been posted, but not the starting pitcher. So that's where we are right now.
What's the philosophy there?
You know, I think part of it is, truthful. I think when Jay met with the media yesterday and he said, hey, we're still discussing and still working strategy on our pitching plan, I believe that because there's been plenty of times where I've seen Jay, on the road, late after a game making those decisions. So that doesn't surprise me at all. I think there's part of the reason is, how do you want to start the weekend knowing the way these formats work? A lot of people say, well, you certainly want to use your ace, and arguably you could make a case that Kate Anderson, being the game one starter for the majority of the year, is the ace. But depending on the matchup and who you might meet later also is going to impact who you want to have on the mound in a starting role. So for that reason, I think there's been a lot of discussion between the coaching staff, obviously Nate Yeske, the pitching coach, and Jay Johnson. I think there's a reason. I don't think it's just simply we want to keep everybody in the dark. I think they've probably been going over this for the majority of the week and probably may have made the decision and haven't announced yet, but I don't think it's a gamesmanship thing. I think they were actually looking at which way do they want to start and what do they want to have available based on the scenarios that could play out over this weekend.
Yeah, well, you understand the logic of thinking maybe you want to save your best pitching for the best team. You know, maybe you want Dallas Baptist to face your best pitching, not the Little Rock, but at the same time, and maybe you don't want Dallas Baptist to know ahead of time who they will face from your pitching staff. At the same time, yeah, it's got to be a difficult decision. This is a unique position.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, it's got mostly to do with what's going to put them in the best position to win. You look back to last week, I think we all were blown away that Kate Anderson on the bump against Texas A&M, and then lo and behold, out of the bullpen comes Anthony Ianson with his first appearance as a relief pitcher, which, by the way, shows you how good they are. They picked up a win and a save combined. But I think that, again, had more to do with lining up where they want to be, not only in the SEC tournament, but how they want things to be on schedule moving forward. I mean, Jay studies this stuff up and down 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So it's not something that they just make a quick decision on or a gut decision on. So I think all of those reasons you lay out probably had something to do with it. But believe me, there is a method to the support.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Foes madness.
Talking with Chris Blair, the voice of your New Orleans Tigers. He'll be bringing us the play-by-play of every pitch in this regional coming up starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon with the LSU Tigers trying to get back to Omaha and the College World Series. Chris, we've talked a lot. We touched on the hitting. We just talked a lot about the pitching. How concerned are you about the 15-inning drought without a run scored. And we saw a couple times during the regular season where the bats went quiet. How concerned are you about the bats coming back now that they're trying to get to the College World Series?
No, I think that's a legitimate reason. And I think there's probably that's, you know, just kind of I alluded to earlier. I think, you know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, it was all about where are we going to find the number of arms to get us through a grueling postseason. I think that's kind of settled. I think now it's more about, wait a minute, you know, that Auburn weekend, the bats took a weekend off, you know, started out slow against a very poor South Carolina team, let's face it. You know, there's been those lulls. But again, I go back to the peaks and valleys. And when you look at the offensive statistics for this team over the course of the year, you know, you'd be silly to say this isn't a very good offensive team. Now, you go back to last weekend and, you know, that drought of being able to get runs on, get them over, or get runners on, get them over and get them in, yeah, that's concerning. And to me, it's a legitimate concern going into this tournament. I mean, we've seen college baseball, you know, you think back to the Gorilla Ball days of LSU. Well, there were changes made to the ball. There were changes made to the bat. But I think over the last 5 to 6 years, we've seen now offense kind of take the front role in college baseball for whatever reason. And if you can't score runs and in some cases have to outscore some of these talented teams that you're going to face as we get deeper into this tournament, you're going to be in trouble. So the concern is legitimate. I go back to I think this is a good get-right weekend in all phases, but certainly offensively. And a lot of times, you know, baseball is set up to make you fail. I mean, the best hitters in the world bat 300. That's, you know,
yeah, amazing.
3 out of 10.
Yeah. The best batters hit less than a right. third of the time they actually are successful at the plate.
So I think that is a lesson that again, this weekend can help. That's why confidence at the plate is so important. So when you come off a tough, you know, showing offensively last weekend in Hoover, which nobody is denying, I think it's a chance not only to get back to the basics. They've worked on it all week in the hitting lab here on campus. And again, I'm taking nothing away from the field here. Dallas Baptist, a very good team. Little Rock, it's not easy to win 5 tournament games in a row, so let's tip our cap to the Trojans. And then Rhode Island, no disrespect to them, but I think this is a get-right weekend where, from a confidence standpoint, you've got to get guys like Stephen Milam back to where we know Stephen Milam can be. You've got to have Braswell be able to contribute when he's at the plate. Luis Hernandez has been so valuable behind the plate catching. But you brought him here for his offense, so you need to get him going as well, along with the guys who've been pretty steady all season long. So, again, yes, it's concerning, but I think this is a great opportunity this weekend to kind of build that momentum and get that offense rolling as we move closer to get to Omaha.
Yeah, and like in 2023, let's hope that a couple of guys step up who really suddenly make a name for themselves in the postseason and carry them all the way to and through the College World Series championship. I hate senseless stats, but this one is a weird one that I want to ask you about. No national number 6 seed has ever won the College World Series, and there's no reason for it. It doesn't make sense, but it is true. Any concern about that?
No, and first off, full disclosure, I'm one of the few that hang around sports that I'm not superstitious at all. And I know that athletes tend to be. I work with a number of them on the broadcast, and they are super superstitious. But I think when you look at – I could make an argument, Dave, that whether you're the 6 seed or the 3 seed or the 4 seed or the 8 seed, in this particular year – you have the ability to beat anybody in the country. And that's just simply the talent that's out there in college baseball. You can take the SEC alone and figure out how you want to seed these SEC teams. Really doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I mean, if you want to say that, you know, Texas is the number 2 overall seed, okay, I can buy that. You can make that argument for that. I also could make an argument that Arkansas should have been the number 2 national seed. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no, so absolutely. And when LSU went into the SEC tournament, ranked number 1 by all the publications, yet there was talk about whether or not they'd be a top 8 seed. It does make you go, wow, there's super talent in college baseball right now.
To answer your question, I don't buy into that. I know that history tells us that. LSU, again, there have only been a handful of number 3 national seeds that have won a national championship. But I think that those records are going to start to continue to fall more and more year after year because the level of the talent in college baseball in general is exploding off the chart. And that's certainly LSU's right in the mix of that. So number six, number eight, number 12, I don't think much of that matters like it did 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, good point. Used to be there was only five really damn good teams making it to the tournament. Now there's a lot more than that. Chris, I know you got to go get ready. We were looking forward to hearing you this afternoon. First pitch, 2 o'clock here on WWL, LSU in the regional. Thanks, Chris. Have a great call.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. There he goes, the voice of your LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. You'll be hearing him again in a little over an hour as we get ready for game time here on WWL. Got thoughts? Are you superstitious sports-wise? That is a weird stat that does not make a whole lot of sense to me, why a number six national seed has never won the College World Series. It's true, but I'm not sure there's a lot of why or reasoning to it. And I know a lot of bettors in particular really, really love stats like that and live and die with them, and more often live than die. And maybe it's because college baseball didn't used to have the talent it has now. And maybe it's because more players went right out of high school to the major leagues when there was a much larger major league draft. Maybe it's because college baseball wasn't as glorious back then as it is now. But for whatever reason, a number six seed, and that's what LSU is, has never won the College World Series. Ah, Coleman in Master Control. Thank you for the Stevie Wonder right there. Very fitting. All right, call me, text me now, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. How you feeling about this Tiger team? Are you sports superstitious? And are you worried about the offense for this Tiger team? And who would you throw? Would you put the ace out there on the mound today against the weakest team in the regional? Or would you save them for the strongest team? And they got two aces, so that kind of changes the conversation. When we come back, we'll also get Jeff Nowak in here, our WWL Saints sideline reporter. Man, did you hear Bobby Hebert raving about the quarterback play out at practice in Metairie this week? We'll see what Jeff Nowak thinks after this as well. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman, and we'll open up the lunchtime buffet. Anything you want to bring, it's potluck. We'll talk about anything. 504-260-1870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.